USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Biden administration supports Israel's right to self-defense against Hamas, but is under increasing pressure to advocate for a ceasefire.
1,400 people slaughtered in their homes at a music festival, and when Hamas decided to conduct operations, it was with the intent of killing people.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby mentioned that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have discussed temporary humanitarian pauses to allow aid into Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is willing to consider brief pauses in the ongoing conflict with Hamas, despite rejecting calls for a ceasefire. The Israel-Hamas war, which began with Hamas' surprise attack on Israel October 7th, has resulted in over 11,000 casualties on both sides of the conflict. Texas Senator Ted Cruz calling out election interference in support of presidential candidate Donald Trump. Lance Pry has more.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump gave testimony in his civil trial in Manhattan yesterday, alleging election interference. Texas Senator for 10 years, Republican Ted Cruz, weighed in on Fox News last night.
The unfairness of this proceeding is exactly right. Letitia James is a hardcore partisan. She campaigned saying, I'm going to get Donald Trump. I'm going to go after Donald Trump. This judge, by all appearances, is a hardcore partisan who hates Donald Trump. And we can anticipate he's going to rule against Trump. He doesn't like Trump. He wants to punish Trump.
Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, heading the investigation into Hunter Biden's gun and tax case, says he has always had complete authority over the inquiry. During a closed-door session with the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday, Weiss reportedly refuted Republican claims that he struck a favorable deal for the president's son under White House influence. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A 69-year-old Jewish man is dead after a head injury following an altercation at an Israel-Hamas war protest in Ventura County, California. The death followed a confrontation with a counter-protester as both pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian demonstrations were held at the same location over the weekend. The medical examiner said that Paul Kessler's death was a homicide. Authorities have not ruled out the possibility it was a hate crime. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is calling out election interference in support of presidential candidate Donald Trump. Lance Pry is more.
Donald Trump gave testimony in his civil trial in Manhattan yesterday, alleging election interference. Texas Senator for 10 years, Republican Ted Cruz, weighed in on Fox News last night.
The unfairness of this proceeding is exactly right. Letitia James is a hardcore partisan. She campaigned saying, I'm going to get Donald Trump. I'm going to go after Donald Trump. This judge, by all appearances, is a hardcore partisan who hates Donald Trump. And we can anticipate he's going to rule against Trump. He doesn't like Trump. He wants to punish Trump.
Yesterday, a jury acquitted Nathan Woodyard on charges of reckless manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the second trial concerning the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain following an altercation with Aurora, Colorado police. Woodyard put McClain in a chokehold. The defense argued that ketamine administered by the EMTs at night was responsible for McClain's death. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.